Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
What's going on? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is heard live every day from noon to 3 on WBT Radio in Charlotte. And if you want exclusive content like invitations to events, the weekly live stream, my daily show prep with all the links, become a patron. Go to thepeakcalendarshow.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Get every episode for free right to your smartphone or tablet. And again, thank you so much for your support. Last hour, we heard Chuck Schumer and his poor excuse for an excuse. The reason why Democrats refused to hold a trial for the articles of impeachment that were passed out of the House, sent over to the Senate, as is constitutionally proper. They refused to hold the trial. Even though they got sworn in to hold a trial, they refused to conduct the trial. They didn't even set up the room for it. Literally did not set up the room to conduct the trial. And because here's the thing, they did not want to hear any evidence. Hearing any of the evidence would be damning, not just for Mayorkas, but also for Biden and for Democrats. They would not be able to then say they don't know what's going on once presented with the evidence. So keep in mind, there were two articles of impeachment that got sent down to the Senate by the House. One was the willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law by Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of Department of Homeland Security, right, for not enacting, not following the law. Okay, number one. Number two, second article, was breach of trust, and that was for lying to Congress. Lying to Congress is a felony. In order to be impeached, or I'm sorry, in order to be convicted of an under an article of impeachment, right, you have to be adjudicated by the Senate in a trial to be in violation of or have committed a high crime or misdemeanor. Lying to Congress is a felony. That is above a misdemeanor. Mitch McConnell, you'll recall, years ago warned Democrats, Harry Reid and his merry band of norm busters, he warned them about the precedent that they were setting when they blew up the filibuster for, I think, executive appointments or something, the executive filibuster. He blew it up. And McConnell said, "You will live to regret this probably sooner rather than later." And sure enough, he was proven correct. Right? The Republicans won control. They then followed suit, and then there was no way for Democrats to stop the filibuster or via a filibuster. There was no way for them to use a filibuster to prevent. Was it Gorsuch? I believe it was Gorsuch. Reap the whirlwind, Gorsuch. Anyway, sorry. I was channeling my inner Schumer. He gave us Mitch McConnell after yesterday's actions by the Democrats, who, by the way, as soon as all of the votes were done in order to short-circuit the trial from occurring, which I don't even know. Like, the parliamentarian said that they could do this. That's never been done before. So I don't even know how, like, so they just set up, they set a new precedent. They set up a new rule where if you're in the majority and you don't want to hold a trial, you don't have to hold the trial. So that's a new thing now in America. That was always over on the House side. If you know, the House would use impeachment proceedings. And by the way, I will get to the hypocrisy of the Democrats' arguments here, particularly in light of their arguments in front of the Supreme Court on this matter last year. But Mitch McConnell warned Democrats yet again after yesterday's punting of the trial.
"We've set a very unfortunate precedent here. This means that the Senate can ignore, in effect, the House's impeachment. It doesn't make any difference whether our friends on the other side thought he should have been impeached or not. He was.
Right.
And by doing what we just did, we have, in effect, ignored the directions of the House, which were to have a trial. That no evidence, no procedure. This is a day that's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
She went. If you want to find her.
Uh-oh. Thing. Then they cut the mics on them and all that. Because you're not allowed to be applauding in the House like that. This is a chamber of decorum and norms, don't you know? Mike Lee, senator from Utah, Republican, he said that the Democrats have acted in an unprecedented, ahistoric, and counter-constitutional manner.
What we've witnessed today is truly historic. This has never occurred. Nothing like this has ever occurred. You know, under Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6, we've been given a duty. We've been given this, the sole exclusive power to try all impeachments. Try all impeachments. Not some of them. Not just those with which we have happened to agree. Not just those that we are happy that the House of Representatives undertook to prosecute, but all.
Right. And why? If the evidence was so clear that Mayorkas was working within the boundaries of the law, that their arguments would provide an adequate defense for his actions, and if he, you know, didn't actually lie under oath to Congress, and like if you had the ability to acquit based on the evidence, then why not go through the trial? If the evidence was all just flimsy, made-up political stunting, then why not just have the impeachment managers come over from the House, let them make their case, present the alternative case, and then dismiss it and move on? Because if you're worried about just getting impeached, like, you know, back, I'm old enough to remember when simply being impeached was a scarlet letter, but that was, you know, before Trump got impeached the first time. And Democrats were like, impeach him, and then they got it, and it was like, impeach him again! Keep doing it, you know? Even though they knew they couldn't get the two-thirds to convict in the Senate, they wanted him impeached because it's like an asterisk on your record, you know? They always get to say, twice impeached president, right? Much like the indictments. They can say he's indicted, a former sitting president indicted and all of this. Because it's performative. So much about progressivism and Marxism is performative, right? This is how you convey your message. But Mayorkas got impeached, right? So at some point, like the squeeze has already yielded the juice. So what's the point then of kicking the trial off, right? Why would you not do the trial if he's already gotten tagged with the, you know, first cabinet member impeached in 150 years, right? The damage is done. Why not do the trial, acquit him, and then you can say he was acquitted, much like Trump, right? Because it's not about Mayorkas, and it's not even really about Biden. It's about vulnerable Democrats, like John Tester, for example. This guy, he's up for re-election this year. He's out of Montana. Let me see if I've got the... I've got it somewhere. He put out a statement. Let me see if I can find it. It's not going to save him. And that's what this was, the best play that they could make to try to protect guys like Tester, was to not have him go on the record and vote against impeachment of Mayorkas, right? So he's going to be able to say, no, it was improper procedure, it was unconstitutional charges, whatever. He gets to make a process argument, basically, instead of address the merits of the charges. Because he voted with the Democrats the whole way. And he doesn't want to have any of the evidence presented in a trial be used against him on the campaign trail. So that's what that was about. Mike Lee said that impeachment under Article 1 of the impeachment articles, Article 1 alleges that Mayorkas repeatedly and defiantly did the opposite of what federal law requires. He was required to detain people, but he did not. Instead, he released them and in many cases gave them work permits.
We would have heard evidence about the fact that memoranda issued by Secretary Mayorkas within the Department of Homeland Security didn't just tolerate this result, they instructed this result.
I don't know. That seems kind of important, don't you think? That would be a pretty, that's a pretty important piece of evidence, I would think, at a trial when you're trying to determine whether or not somebody was clearly, knowingly violating their oath of office and doing the exact opposite of what the law required, the law that they swore an oath to uphold. I mean, that's just me. What do I know? I'm just a radio host, you know? Pete at the PeteCallinerShow.com from Bob. He says, Democrats are so far underwater on border security, all they can do is sweep it under the rugs. Stan says, so you have to burn the village to save the village. Is that anything like Build Back Better? It is very Hegelian in that sense, isn't it? Burn it to save it, right? Tearing it all down in order to find the one piece that's not imperfect, to find the one perfected piece of the structure from the ruins and then build off of that and then burn that next iteration down. But now, theoretically, you've got two perfected pieces. Of course, the hubris here is that you know what piece is perfected, right? That's always the hubris, the fatal conceit of Marxists, of these progressives, right? That's the fatal conceit, is that it is knowable what part is perfected, what part of the utopian vision you need to preserve, and then you preserve it. And that you know why it's perfect, why it's a piece of utopia. And that it's not interlaced with any other parts, any other pieces, that you could just isolate this one perfected piece. So what Democrats did yesterday in the U.S. Senate was rule that the charges, the articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas did not rise to an impeachable offense. And they made this determination without hearing any evidence, which is how trials work. Right? We don't need to hear any evidence, right? So, in other words, they replaced themselves instead of as the jury and the judge in the trial, and they replaced themselves as prosecutors, as DAs, right? As the one who makes the charging decision, but that's not their role. They do not make the charging decision. Their role is to hear the charges once presented and to then say, these charges in the trial are heard. We do not believe that you have made the case. We don't believe it rises to this level, high crimes, misdemeanors, whatever. They could make that argument at that point. They would rule that way after a trial, but they refused to even hold the trial, saying that these are not impeachable offenses. And we know this because we haven't heard any evidence. Senator Mike Lee then quoted a U.S. Supreme Court oral argument that was made by the Biden administration's Solicitor General, a woman by the name of Elizabeth Prelogar. And you may recognize the name. You've seen it. Prelogar. She's argued cases on behalf of the Biden administration. And she made this argument to Justice Brett Kavanaugh just last year. That case was whether Texas could sue the administration for failing to enforce immigration law. Kavanaugh asked if this meant that any administration official could refuse to enforce any laws. And he cited, like, for example, EPA laws, environmental laws, right? And then the courts, according to Prelogar, according to the Biden administration, in their oral arguments, the courts, there would be no judicial review. The courts would have no ability to force compliance.
Justice Kavanaugh jumps back in and says, I think your position is, instead of judicial review, Congress has to resort to shutting down the government or impeachment or dramatic steps of some sort or another. Solicitor General Prelogar responds by saying, well, I think that if those dramatic steps would be warranted, it would be in the face of dramatic abdication of statutory responsibility by the executive. So she just acknowledged exactly what has happened here, and she acknowledged that is exactly the moment at which the impeachment power becomes very relevant.
Right. Prelogar told the U.S. Supreme Court, the Biden administration last year argued to the U.S. Supreme Court that there is no judicial review for an official, an administration that is that refuses to enforce the law. The courts don't get to tell the executive branch to enforce the law. And the only way to do that would be through the power of the purse, right, through budgetary restraints or constraints or something, or impeachment. That's what they said. That's what they argued. And they won, by the way. They won that argument. That's what they argued. And now, when you try to bring somebody up on impeachment for that very thing, the Democrats say, no, unconstitutional. We don't think that those crimes rise to the level, these charges rise to the level of high crimes or misdemeanors, even though lying to Congress is a felony. Okay, if you're listening to this podcast, you are obviously paying attention to the world around us. You also have really great taste, I might add. But if you haven't started getting prepared for various emergencies, I got to ask, what are you waiting for? Please call my friends Bill and Jan at Carolina Readiness Supply, and they'll help get you started. If you have no idea how to start, they can help you. If you're an experienced prepper, they can help you too. Being prepared is just smart. We've already established that you're smart. I mean, you listen to this podcast after all. So let's put those smarts into action. Go to CarolinaReadiness.com. That's CarolinaReadiness.com or call them at 828-226-7239. Carolina Readiness Supply has 2,000 square feet of supplies as well as educational materials that you're going to need for any kind of emergency. Veteran-owned Carolina Readiness Supply. Will you be ready when the lights go out? John, welcome to the show. Hello, John.
Hey, Pete. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. What's up?
You know, it's funny. You know, the Democrats do stuff like this all the time, just dismiss the charges, and they set a precedent. You remember, I don't know, 10 years or so ago when they said, well, you can no longer filibuster the Supreme Court nominations. They're just going to be a straight-up vote. And the Republicans said, you know, this is going to come back and bite you. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, no, this is the new rules. So a few years later, boom, the Republicans do it, and the Democrats go whining to the, oh, it's so unfair. Well, now, the next time, if Trump's president and the Democrats bring these impeachment, the Republicans in the Senate will go, oh, no, this is a purely partisan thing. This is the new Chuck Schumer rule. We're dismissing the charges. We're not even having a trial. You know, this will bite them in the butt every time.
So Bonchi, a guy named Bonchi, he writes at redstate.com. He said, Democrats not allowing a trial of Mayorkas breaking 227 years of precedent means no impeachment will ever be taken up against a president who holds the Senate again. If Trump wins in November, he will become impeachment proof. Congratulations to Democrats for once again being idiots. All you have to do now is hold the U.S. Senate. If you are the president, you know, make sure that your party has control of the Senate, and then it doesn't matter. You are impeachment proof. You can basically do whatever you want to do, and the Senate won't even have to take up the charges, won't even have to listen to the evidence. There will be no trial.
Well, I will say this. At least for these raw partisan ones. Now, if we come down the road with Nixon again or something where, you know, there's some serious crimes, you know, maybe then, you know, it'd be restored to the way it was.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, these stuff like they did Trump with the phone call and all that, you know, hey, from now on, we're just saying ignore it.
No, yeah, right. They're not, you're asking for people to behave in a statesmanlike manner. And there's no evidence to suggest that people will, right? I don't see us ever going back. We don't ever really go back, right? We just kind of, the natural tendency of the population is to cede liberty. The natural tendency of the government is to take it, right? Things don't, generally, they don't go back to being better, right? We haven't restored the filibusters. They haven't done that because it's easier for them to operate. The incentives are there for them to maintain it as it is. So, I love your optimism, but I don't think it's going back anytime soon. I appreciate the call, John. Let me go over here to Keith. Hello, Keith. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Pete?
Hey, I'm good. What's up?
What would it take for this incident to go before the Supreme Court quickly and be adjudicated by them?
I have not heard any kind of pathway for that because it is so ill-defined. There's no crime that's been committed. There's no crime that the Democrats committed, right? They just blew up precedent. They just blew up the norms, their internal process, their constitutional order. I'm trying to think of a way that you force them to go into the Supreme Court. I don't even know what the jurisdiction would be for that.
Well, they've just basically ignored what the Constitution said was the process, correct?
Yeah. The Constitution does not speak to what they did. It doesn't say that it said that the Senate shall have the trial. They opened the trial, and then they did a motion to essentially table the charges to dismiss them, and then they just moved on. And there isn't anything in the Constitution that says they can't do what they did, but they did avoid having the trial. They refused to hold the trial.
So they did bring the charges and then just tabled it.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the exact wording of the motion was. They said their argument was that these are unconstitutional charges, and so the trial is dismissed. It is the charges are. Tabled. I thought one of the things I saw was that they were going to push it off to like November 6th or something like that. But I can pull the exact language of the order. I had it someplace here.
So,
yeah. No, it's
just walk away from it like that. And I mean, there's no individual like I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah.
Like a House of Representatives member file suit that this was violated and get it pumped up to the Supreme Court to hear. I mean, they are crimes. They said there was no evidence. They've got tons of evidence.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe some members of the House try to sue. The first thing you usually have to do in that is like, you got to figure out, do you have standing? Were you damaged somehow? Do the parties involved that are suing, do they have standing? And if so, you know, who are you suing? Are you suing Schumer? Are you suing all the Democrats? Like those process things matters. Then what's the venue you go to? There's the process stuff. There's the legal arguments, and they get made down the road. But the first thing you got to check off is the process side. And I'm not sure, like, I'm trying to remember, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm trying to remember at the very least, there's hesitancy by the judicial branch to wade into these types of arguments between legislative chambers. They usually just they steer clear of this stuff, generally speaking. So I don't know if that's like based on some court rulings in the past, or if it's just, you know, the way things have always been done.
So we always watch the Democrats use some friendly judge to stick their nose in where
right.
it doesn't belong. I was sort of wondering, this sounds like they should belong in it.
Now to your point there, Keith, like, yeah, if Republicans are interested in doing this, then they need to, you know, get creative, and they need to find a judge in a venue that will be amenable to their argument. Just the venue shop, judge shop, just like Democrats do.
Yeah, but we Republicans kind of don't have a spine, so I'm not looking for that to happen.
Well, there you go. That's right. And how do you force somebody to fight? Keith, I appreciate the call, man. And let me get Ralph on real quick here before the break. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, just a quick question.
Yeah.
Was Mayorkas actually impeached?
Yes.
Okay. So I kind of got the idea that since he was the charges were dismissed, basically, that he was not impeached is what the public is trying to say now. Is that the case?
No, I'm sure that's what Democrats will try to say, but he was in fact impeached. The impeachment occurs in the House, just like Bill Clinton was impeached in the House. They then went to trial. Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, they were all acquitted. They were both acquitted in the Senate after the trial.
Well, that was my question, because it sure sounded, everything I was hearing was like, well, Mayorkas is scot-free. He didn't do anything wrong. He's not impeached.
That is what Democrats are saying. Yeah, yeah. No,
yeah,
sir, and here's the problem.
I thought I was hearing it. and you can't have it both ways.
Right. Well, here's well, Democrats can if they have a compliant media, which they do. This is their argument.
Okay,
and
you got it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so their argument, their political argument, is that, as you said, it's like, oh, see, they were the charges were dismissed, as if that nullifies the impeachment, but it doesn't. They just didn't hold the trial. They're lying. Yeah, I mean, they're pulling a fast one on us. They're gaslighting us. Yeah,
exactly. That was exactly what it was starting to appear to me, and I was wondering about that.
Yep. No, you were right, Ralph. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. By the way, Mayorkas apparently was on Capitol Hill today testifying at the Senate. So I saw Stacey Matthews, a.k.a. Sister Told Ya, from Red State. She posted a clip here from Josh Hawley's interrogation of Mayorkas. I'm going to listen to that. If it's any good, I shall convey it to thee. So the new rule here, the new rule is that when you have a duty to do something under the law but refuse to do it, you cannot be impeached in order to get you out of the job that you don't want to do. Can't be fired. Article 2 of the Articles of Impeachment dealt with knowingly making false statements to Congress by Alejandro Mayorkas.
It's a felony offense. It's punishable as a crime, as a felony federal offense under, among other things, 18 U.S.C. Section 1001.
Oh, yeah.
It's really routinely charged, prosecuted, and is the basis for lots of convictions for a felony offense. You can go to prison for a very long period of time for that.
All right, that's Senator Mike Lee. You can go to prison a long time for that unless you are a Democrat in D.C., where you will enjoy the protection of the Big D shield, as I call it. Democrats effectively set a precedent here that lying to Congress is neither a high crime nor is it a misdemeanor. Senator John Kennedy wondered, like, what do you have to do to get impeached now? If a felony is not sufficient, what is? Ted Cruz then pointed out that not a single Democrat stayed after the vote to punt the trial. The message sent here is that defying federal law and ignoring the text of the statute is simply a policy disagreement. That was the Democrats' argument.
You can't impeach him for that. Every Democrat just voted. By the way, every cabinet member, guess what? You've just been given a blank slate.
Yay.
Ignore the law. When Democrats are in charge of the Senate, the entire cabinet could ignore the law. It is no longer impeachable in Democrat wonderland. When a member of the executive branch openly defies the law. By the way, every Democrat just voted that way. They didn't hear one word of argument. The majority leader didn't stand up and say, here's the reason why it's okay. No, he didn't present that argument. They didn't read a brief. Nobody wrote a brief. They didn't care enough to know what Senator Lee just laid out, that the Biden Department of Justice went in front of the U.S. Supreme Court and said, if the executive defies the law, the answer is impeachment. The willingness of every Democrat to be blatantly hypocritical. Just last year, the Biden Justice Department said, no, you can't sue in court when we, the Biden administration, defy the law. The answer is impeachment. In like three-card Monty, every Senate Democrat said, no, the answer is not impeachment. I don't know what it is. Actually, I do know what it is. There's only one answer left, which is everyone who is unhappy about the open border shows up in November and, to use the phrase, throw the bums out.
Correct. That is the only thing left to do now. That is it. Democrats have now set for the American people the new rule, the new norm, that if somebody is not doing their job in the executive branch, and that is by design. For example, Donald Trump wins re-election. Donald Trump wins in November, and Republicans take the Senate. Democrats flip a couple seats in the House, because it's pretty much tied right now. And Donald Trump then puts in somebody who refuses to enforce environmental regulations in charge of the EPA. So Democrats impeach them, and the Republican Senate doesn't ever have to hold the trial. You guys are not going to like the system of government. This is, by the way, right? This is walking down the primrose path to tyranny. You, the defenders of democracy, right? You are, you're seeding the soil here for fascism. All right, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I could not do the show without your support and the support of the businesses that advertise on the podcast. So if you'd like, please support them too and tell them you heard it here. You can also become a patron at my Patreon page or go to thepetecallinershow.com. Again, thank you so much for listening, and don't break anything while I'm gone.